This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. North Korea has test-fired a pair of ballistic missiles with the potential range of striking Japan in a possible protest of Tokyo's adoption of a new security strategy to push for more offensive footing against North Korea and China. North Korea state media KCNA said Monday the country conducted an important final phase test on Sunday for the development of a spy satellite, which it seeks to complete by April 2023. South Korea and Japan condemned the North's latest missile launches. They come 2 days after the North claimed to have performed a key test needed to build a more mobile, powerful intercontinental ballistic missile designed to strike the U.S. mainland. A giant Hanukkah menorah was lit in downtown Kyiv Sunday, the day after massive Russian rocket attack on Ukraine. Kyiv's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, says it's the tallest menorah in Europe, and by lighting it, they are showing that light always wins. Rabbi Meir Stambler says Ukrainians are living through the same situation now, comparing the origin of the Jewish holiday and the current blackouts in Ukraine.
Pope Francis turned.
We're talking about a nation that almost 10 months are fighting for what they believe is true, for their independence. And that's exactly what happened many years ago with the Jewish nation. And I am definitely positive that Ukraine will win, because this is a fight, a war between darkness and light.
And the national Hanukkah menorah was illuminated during a special ceremony in Washington last hour. Thousands of people gathered in the area known as the Ellipse in front of the White House to watch. This is VOA News. In Buenos Aires, fans continue celebrating Argentina's win over France 4-2 in a penalty shootout to claim a third World Cup title. Argentina's Lionel Messi finally has won the biggest prize in soccer. Despite France's Kylian Mbappe scoring the first World Cup hat trick since 1966, Argentina won after a 3-3 draw. Messi is among soccer's greatest ever players alongside Pelé and Diego Maradona. Around a dozen people were injured in a blast on a ferry in Myanmar's commercial hub Yangon Sunday, a security source and local media said. The blast hit a passenger ferry crossing the Yangon River to the district of Dala around 7 p.m. local time, a security source told AFP, requesting anonymity. A junta spokesperson did not respond to the request for comment. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the military seized power in a coup last year, with anti-coup rebels clashing with junta troops across the country. Iraqi officials say an explosive device went off in the country's north, killing at least 9 members of the federal police force who were on patrol. A military spokesperson says an officer with the rank of major was among the fatalities in the attack on Friday. No one claimed responsibility for the attack immediately. The spokesperson said that the Iraqi prime minister had been briefed about the attack and that an investigation is underway. There was a festive party at the Vatican featuring children and even circus performers to help celebrate Pope Francis's birthday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Pope Francis turned 86 this weekend. Children serenading him in Spanish. Amid the festivities, he also called for prayers for suffering children, particularly those in Ukraine.
I bambini dell'Ucraina, gli dice pace e c'è la bandiera dell'Ucraina.
Born in Argentina in 1936, Jorge Mario Bergoglio next March will celebrate his 10th anniversary as the leader of the Roman Catholic Church. The Pope revealed that in 2013 he wrote a resignation letter to be held on file in case medical problems impede him from carrying out his duties. He's had intestinal surgery and was hobbled by knee pain, but says you don't govern with your knee. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tunisian opposition figures have called for the president's resignation after disastrous parliamentary elections in which less than 9% of voters cast ballots. The mass voter disavowal was a dramatic development for the birthplace of the Arab Spring uprisings against autocratic leaders a decade ago. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.